Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Wednesday. Yeah. Hump of the week, isn't it? Correct?
You never heard it called Hump of the Week.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just never heard anybody say it. It's the hump of the week.
Maybe that's from Minnesota. Minnesota. I don't know.
I've only heard it called hump day.
Well, maybe that's why it is the hump of the week.
I'm not saying you're wrong. That's the first time I've heard of it.
Anyway, we almost didn't have a show. And we're going to tell you why in a moment.
Yeah.
I figured you might want to lead in.
Oh, no, no. This is all about you, Deb.
I have to go this afternoon for a very special but kind of routine test. I don't know if any of you are familiar, and this goes out to Blog Talk and to Facebook watchers. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the fact that we are now advancing into medicine where we're able to take tests that will tell us the propensity that we have for certain upcoming illnesses, like say breast cancer. There's also diabetes, of course. They've had that for quite a while, but heart disease is a big one. And I come from a family that is really afflicted. Not much for cancer, a whole bunch for cardiac issues.
Heart attack, you ought to know by now.
So I had an appointment that was made a week ago, and to cut to, you know, the chase here, I went there today, brought, I almost called you Dumbo, brought Jimbo along, figured it'd be fast and quick and we'd, you know, not miss our little afternoon siesta that we like to have before the show. Well, my appointment was at, well, I was scheduled to be there at 3:45, get this. 4:45 comes and goes. Everybody's out of the place by what, 5?
Yeah, there was that one chick, or that old chick that went like about 5 minutes before you went up and said, I'm going.
So it was a little bit after 5:30 and I went up and I said, hey, I've got to get to work. I am leaving and I'm very unhappy. And apparently somehow they just skipped me.
You did go up before though to flag them.
I did.
Like about 15, 20 minutes before that. And I said, oh, my, I've been sitting here for like since before 4. And they were like, oh, my goodness.
So she had called
back.
But
then still 15 minutes later, nothing. And then literally, there was not a soul in the waiting room. All gone.
And the most remarkable or annoying fact here is this isn't the first time in that particular radiology department. Mm-mm. So, yeah.
Yes, we told the lady, because she's the front desk, it's not her fault, obviously.
Yeah.
So we didn't shoot the messenger, but I did tell her to pass along a message. I said, please tell them that they suck. I hope she passes that along.
Yeah, so if any of you have been having issues scheduling appointments and blah, 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 well, I don't know what the holdup is or the lack of organization. But I think more of us need to get up and say, okay, that's it. I've waited long enough.
Yeah, they don't care. Heaven forbid, if you're 15 minutes late for your appointment, you're going to have to reschedule. Oh, yeah, but my ass can sit there for frickin' an hour and a half. That's okay.
Not okay.
Right. They should start charging them. Well, you're going to be charged if you... Oh, yeah, you're going to be charged if I have to sit here for an hour.
Now,
bitches.
This was in a hospital, and here's the thing. Of course, they're taking in trauma cases, and they have people coming from the ER that need to supersede the list.
Could be, but we don't know that was the case.
They don't tell you anything.
We don't know. There was nobody else that was still stuck there waiting.
So I'm a little steamed about that.
They suck. But bottom line is we really the show would have been in jeopardy if we had continued to wait. As it was, we still kind of got it going barely. Okay, Deb, back to the cards.
All right, people, listen up. Those of you that have been with us a while, you already know, but I'm going to put this out there, especially for our blog talkers, because they may not know that we're only using ordinary playing cards, which I'm holding up right now to our Facebook audience who is watching us live stream on the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page. So if you'd like to go there, you certainly can.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see what a handsome devil Jimbo really is. So
Alrighty.
I just wanted to bring that forward so that the distinction is made here. This is not tarot. This is not oracle cards or any of the other wonderful systems that are out there. But I'll tell you, it's just as good, if not better. All right. Jimbo, take it away.
All right. I want to remind everybody the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's our opening disclaimer. I'm sure many of you have been here at the beginning of the show know it well, but we have to say it because not everybody's heard it. Also, if you're an international viewer or listener and we talk to you, let us know. We'll give you a live international shout-out. A little respect for those that are outside this country.
Yeah, and we know it's late for some of you. Like, for instance, in the UK right now, it's already past midnight.
Yeah, unless you're basically Canada, Mexico, say South America, pretty much your time zones are similar to our time zones, or, you know, depending on where you are in that country. But if you're across either ocean, then it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. And some of our faithful come from
the other side of the globe,
which is Australia.
Yeah, the whole different and everything, yeah.
And who's that lovely Lady R?
Lady R is in South Africa. And we've had a couple of other South Africans, too.
So we just wanted to acknowledge them.
Yeah, for staying up so late or so early, depending on how you want to look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I have yet begun to speak.
Okay.
It's a call-in show primarily, and that number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in or Skype in, and we get Skypers. You'll go on hold. It'll tell you that, hey, basically you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show while you wait, and that's what's going to happen. If you hear the show, everything's working like it should. Everything's cool. We see you on a list. You won't get forgotten. Nobody's going to sneak in front of you that calls after you because I keep track of that because it doesn't really do a good job of that. And when we take your call, please do all of the following if you legally and safely can, because your phone call is going through the internet, coming through our computers, coming out our computer speakers, and quality goes down. So if you can, when we go live to you, please get rid of your speakerphone, get rid of your Bluetooth. Stop the multitasking because that's what you do when you're on hold to kill time. Stop the, maybe you're watching TV, listen to the radio or something. Shut down all the noises. Shut down moving around. Stop your aerobicizing or whatever the hell you're doing. Just chillax if you legally and safely can. And it'll be a better experience. It'll go smoother. It'll go quicker. We won't be doing that, huh? What'd you say, huh? Back and forth over and over. And from time to time, every few months, one is bad enough where we got to say, hang up and try again.
Oh, and we've had a few people that have said, hold on, I'm getting another call.
Oh, we
got to go.
That's a negative ghost credit. Yeah. We respect that you, of course, there's probably a million other calls you might that are going to be more important, but we're not waiting. You can call back and get in line again. You don't get your place back.
Right.
It's like if you're standing in line for a store and you got to go pee, guess what? You don't get to go back.
At what store?
Like the grocery store or whatever.
Oh, right. That's true.
Yeah, you get out of line, it's all sweaty. Them's the breaks. All right, and now for those that can't call in, like those in other continents, because it would be expensive beyond belief, we will open up the floor to Facebook Messenger, and that would be to Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show. That's the difference, that we have to really make it clear. And you got to be friends with Deborah Lee.
Gotta.
Now, I will tell you, because somebody asked me this, so this is a good point to put out, that they said, hey, there's actually a whole butt ton of Deborah Lees out there. I said, there is.
Somebody said that?
Well, not a butt ton, but they said, there's a lot of Deborah Lees. The last show might have been yesterday. And I said, yes, but there's two, because they're Facebookers. I said, there's two that you can tell that's her because of the picture. And they said, yep. I said, well, you know what? just send friend requests to both. One of them is an account that just can't go away. So just send friend requests to both, and you know you'll get to the right one. So when you see the little picture on your, when you search for friends, just look for that face. Because the other ones don't look like her. Seriously, I've seen the other Deborah Lees too, and I've searched. And then send the request, and you can even do so and let us know that if you're trying to do it like here as a new person before we actually take you. And the big point of all that also is you can't messenger us until we actually open the floor to it. Because that doesn't, I point to the portal. But Facebook Messenger, whatever device you have, doesn't have an automatic cool hold system. So we'd have to hang up on you if we're not ready. But we will open that floor. We will. We promise. Also,
yeah.
At the end of your reading with Deborah, and that is the harp that signifies you're going to get a card for the road from the angel deck, angel cards. And that means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It doesn't mean, oh, I hear harps. I should ask one or two more quick questions. That's a negative. We got to move on. We got to give you your angel card reading, and then we got to take the other callers. They've been waiting. We can't have this unlimited question back and forth stuff. If you would like that kind of attention time, one-on-one questions, forever stuff, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage, and you can arrange for a private reading, and she's all yours for whatever time block you have reserved.
Right, all yours.
Multiple queens. You can have questions about 10 different subjects, whatever. It's all yours. You
and completely confidential.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's not like this show. She's not going to be broadcasting on Blog Talk during that, no. Nope, it'll be you. One-on-one.
Nobody will ever know you had a reading unless you tell them.
Unless you tell them, right. Right. You're bloody wet. All right, let me catch up on my list real quick. Because the folks are starting to, you know, the calls are going up. And to do the right thing, we will take the first caller. We'll go on area code 603, which is Illinois 630. I said it backwards. 630, Illinois. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Illinois. How are you? And what is your first name? Uh-oh.
Wait, it did that thing where I click it and it doesn't care.
Hi.
You're unmuted. Oh. Hey, you're unmuted now. Sorry, Blog Talk is playing tricks with me.
Hi. How are you? And welcome to the show. Yes.
Your 630 caller.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. What happened was is I have to unmute you and I clicked the button to do so. But Blog Talk and the computer said, yeah, that's not good enough. Do it again. And I didn't know that.
I think she's telling us who she is.
Well, I didn't know.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Thank you so much for your suggestions. Folks, anybody, we are open to any suggestions you might have to make the show better.
Constructive.
Yes. And do you think, I believe you're the one that suggested we move the books. Did we do it properly?
Oh, we got a
yeah, but I'm of course yeah. I'm going to say stuff like that because I'm an author.
Yes.
So, I'm sharing out your link right now. I have like I don't know 30,000 followers on Facebook. So, but I wasn't going to share it out until you picked up my call. Because
oh,
I know everybody's going to be calling, and I want to get to you first.
Honey,
yeah.
What can I do to thank you for that?
No, you are already a blessing. You don't have to do anything more. Anyway, I appreciate you and I appreciate Jimbo, but my question is that I'm an author, and I also have other businesses, but I really just want to be an author. And I don't really want to do, like, other things. But even if I do the other things, they can be, like, second and third in my life. What's the holdup with my author career taking off? If there is one, or what's going to happen there?
Well, let me take a look for
you. Very good question. Yep, and I also would like to point out we had a different type of bad person in here.
What were they doing?
It wasn't a scammer type. It was a bad mouther person, if anybody saw it on Facebook. It said, so basically the effect of, well, why do you have to ask people their name if you're a psychic? Blah, 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 blah.
No, it doesn't work
so
like that.
It's like, oh, we got a 12-year-old that rocked in. That's nice. Or at least 12-year-old mentally. But anyway,
No, here's the problem with somebody like that. They're looking for a different type of performance.
No, they're looking to stir trouble because they're jackasses.
And I only give what spirit tells me. You know, the cards only prompt
on
that.
On my psychic, I started my psychic page in 2017, and I have very faithful followers. And if any of them jack with you, you could just kick them right off.
Well,
but the majority of the people that I send you are going to be, like, legit good people.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, we weren't worried about that anyway. Anyway, all I do is ban them from the stream, and they're done. They're done for the show.
Well, let me ask you, as an exchange in favors, would you possibly like to have a copy of my book that I could send you?
Oh, my God. And then I'll send you my book.
Okay, I love it.
Oh, my God, it's a book exchange. Oshkosh,
okay.
Gosh.
Yes. How about if you email me as you have been and send me your info so I know where. I'm sorry?
We're live right now. Why don't you just tell me the name of your book and where I can buy it and what it's about?
But I was going to give it to you as a gift.
Deb, she wants you to advertise your book.
Oh,
so.
Well.
Come on, Deb, read between the lines, woman.
I tend to hide my light under a bushel basket. I'm like Betty Crocker.
She opened
I just
that door for you so nicely.
Hide in the shadows. You did. You really did.
And Debbie fumbled.
Well.
But anyway. Anyway, the book is called The Message. Right here. For the Facebook Live viewers and the folks that are on Blog Talk, it is called The Message by Deborah Lee. Pretty. If you Google it, it's pretty. Amazon has been a good source, but there are other book places too.
Amazon has samples or whatever they call it.
Yeah, or you could just Google book The Message Deborah Lee and you'll have some stuff pop up. But anyway,
yeah.
Let's get back to her reading.
Yes, and thank you for that. That was very clever.
A little too clever for Ms. Deborah. Well, she's doing cards, so you know, she can't shift gears like that. So I'm not gonna only make fun
and
of
I
her
want
in
you all to know that hecklers don't scare me.
Ah.
You know, I've had them before.
And that's old school too.
And I always reserve the right to refuse a reading to anybody.
I mean, that's the childest, oldest heckle there is on this planet. That's why that's got to be 12. I feel bad for 12-year-olds saying that even. It's probably somebody with a mentality much younger.
Okay, what I'm seeing here for you is it's going to come. The best thing you can do is create buzz, okay, for your work.
Career, career being an author.
And you know, unless you get a bestseller out there, like the one idea that you told us about previously, that one could be the ticket that takes you over the rainbow.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where it's such, there's so many variables and factors, you know.
It's a good thing you've got a page. Then what you need to also do is kind of like what we're doing. Do as much publicity as you can. There's actual classes out there you can take in this stuff.
She's pretty good with how to
promote
it. She wants to know, is it going to happen?
But not yet.
That's what she was wanting to know. Now she knows how to promote.
Yeah. And the thing is, I believe it is coming. Remember now. Just like with my son, with his really stellar music career that he's got going, took him 2 years just to be able to be accepted into an arena where he's now able to rearrange music, write new music, perform. But it took blood, sweat, and tears for 2 years. And sometimes I believe the higher power is basically testing us, saying, how much do you want this? Or is this just a fly-by-night, you know, pipe dream you've got? And I guess you have to really put your heart and soul into it. Look at the musician, what's his name? John Mayer. My musician son looks just like him. He could actually be a stand-in for John Mayer.
I want to see this.
He slept with his guitar. Because this was way before he made it, because he believed while he was asleep, his guitar was teaching him how to become a better guitar player. And he lived out of his car. I mean, we have to really sometimes take it way down to the basics. Yeah, but I'm talking earlier, Jim, like that. Yes, it's Lance. Anyway,
okay.
For you, yes, it's definitely coming. And there I see three men and that will be instrumental in your future. And remember, don't give that away. That is a really big story and part of your life.
Patient is, the big thing here.
Have you been sending out queries to agents?
Yeah, I do everything.
Oh, honey, are you getting any kind of response?
Yeah, any positive feedback or not yet?
No, I do. Yes, I do. Yes.
Well, that's promising then. That's, as long as you get positive feedback, it means at least you're on the right track, right?
I think. Yeah, and the thing is, look at all the people that have to keep a day job just so they can do their dream job.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
And eventually that will change.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes, you know.
And you seem, from your card, so committed to this. And clearly you've got talent. There's no doubt in my mind. It's just a matter of hitting it at the right time. Okay?
Okay.
So here is your angel card.
Stand by for angel card reading.
Yes.
Subject is clear your space. Interesting. Archangel Jophiel, get rid of clutter. Clear the energy around you and use feng shui.
Shui,
whatever.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing it right now. So your message is right on time. And thank you so much. And I'm just going to continue to listen and share out your link. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you. Namaste.
We adore you.
And thank you for holding for a long time. Thank
you.
We appreciate that.
All right, honey. Take care.
Okay.
I'll get back to you. All right.
Now, that's one thing. Yes, it's true. Is I will never... I did it first because I didn't know better when he first started blog talking. I do not hang up on anybody. When your reading's done, I put you back on hold. You can continue to listen. And some people have a computer. Because some people, they're on the phone, and that's what they can't do that, anything else. Or you can hang up. That's your call. But I am not going to hang up on you.
Good.
So, on that note, cool. We're going to area. Let me see. I better... A lot of people. I got to make sure I click the right one. 708, which is still in Illinois. 708, welcome to the show.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I just took you off speaker. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for that. You're coming in loud and clear and very perfect.
And what is your first name?
This is Patty.
Patty, we've spoken to you, haven't we?
Sure.
I think we have.
We did. We did.
Yeah, great.
All right. Okay, well, tell us what brings you to the show today.
Yeah, what's up? You know the deal.
Yes, I do. I called you because I was selling my house and I wasn't sure about the people that I was selling it to. And as it turned out, because it was a very low ball price, and she came in with her mother, and, you know, as it turned out, she was the realtor for the mom, supposedly, but the house actually was bought, well, it's under contract, but it was bought by her real estate company. And it was supposedly a cash deal as is. So when the inspection came around, the as is went, they went through everything. You know, as is.
That's what the word's supposed to be, I'm afraid.
You know, if it's anything major, so they threw everything in, but the kitchen sink for repairs.
Sure,
and I'm in the middle of this, and I'm very anxious and very upset because I can't afford to do all of that. And plus there's an issue with just the stairs, which I was willing to, you know, negotiate with them.
Sure.
I'm afraid this is going to fall through because I'm not going to be able to lower the price of my house that much lower. And
okay.
Okay.
I have a very good suggestion for you, but let me put the cards out first. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So you're under contract, but obviously that's still not a final thing. We all know that. And you pretty much. It almost sounds like it was a setup.
It kind of does.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Then they do this fine-tooth comb inspection because they already had a low price and they want to even make you milk it lower.
Like give it away.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're desperate or not, but I would say, you know what? Take that contract and shove it.
Where the sun don't shine.
But you may be not in the position to do that because sometimes when you're trying to sell something, you're trying to move on and get rid of that financial burden, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that you are going to be just fine if this falls through. In fact, I have a good suggestion for you. Right around what the designation is to your home, I see happiness coming for you, money, good news. And I'm going to throw out a suggestion for you, and I hope you at least will go online and research it. Try easyknock.com. Go look at their website. I have been doing work with them.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm not sure what you said. Easy what?
Knock.
K, just like the word, like knock on the door. E-S-E-A-S-Y-K-N-O-C-K.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not just passing on a secondhand information. We've dealt with them on a property that I own currently. Jim is purchasing it from me, but I've had it with Easy Knock for 3 years. Now, they have several options. They will completely outright buy your house for the, you know, even if it needs repairs. Or what I did is I took $50,000 out of that house during COVID because everybody in my family was not working, my children. So I took the money out of the house. It came, I got it within 2 weeks. And what I did is I gave them the title to the house until I could buy it back. Okay.
Well, I don't own my house.
Who owns it?
I have mortgages on my house.
Oh, okay. All right. I got it.
So well, it's worth looking at. They have many different angles.
There's a lot of companies out there too that will do similar things. But she wants to sell it. She doesn't want to buy it back.
No, well then they will outright buy it, and they would give you enough money, I would think, to pay off the mortgages.
But
so,
you know, yeah.
Jim is not keen on them, but I want to tell
you
one thing.
They suck ass.
I have been paying basically rent every month since February of 2020.
Yeah, and that rent doesn't go toward the loan.
No, I'm renting my own house. However, whole foundation.
Well, that part is
was a mess.
Yeah, they have to fix shit.
They put $42,000 into that foundation of their own because they're the owners and I'm the renter.
That's just they put a lot of money in.
They put all new flooring in.
But you wanted it back.
They put a new roof on. And I can't remember what else.
I'm assuming that you're saying that they're gonna try to. My lawyer said, you try little increments of reducing your price. So are your cards saying that they want?
You're gonna come
go
along
with that.
I think you're gonna walk away very happy with whatever you decide to do. So if you don't feel it going in, I don't think you're going to feel it coming out. So I'm just giving you an option.
What do you see about this actual current deal, this contract?
I do not feel it's in her best interest to go forward. However, remember, I am not a real estate agent. I don't have the credentials to, as a business major. I'm just telling you what's coming through these cards. And I think they are trying to screw you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So they are not the only buyers on the planet.
No,
what I'm talking about is a hard money loan. And you can do a lot of research. I certainly did. I needed the money fast. Now, if Jim hadn't wanted to come forward and buy the house, I was going to sell it to Easy Knock. And they were then going to give me fair market value for the house.
Okay.
And I guess Jim and I are going to joust now because he's very unhappy with me sharing this private information. But you know what? If you people can call up here and share yours, by God, I can share mine too.
I'm not happy about that. I'm happy talking about this company like they're useful.
Well, I thought they were very useful.
Oh, they were useful because they took your shit.
Oh, I wish you would stop all the cussing on the
I'm
show.
Sorry, but I'm just saying.
I don't really like it.
Well.
So anyway, bottom line, Patty, is I think that you need to find somebody else. But if it's in your heart to sell it to these people, do know you're going to get stung. And you're going to take a hit, a big hit.
Well, and the problem is she can't lower it only so much because she has mortgages.
Yeah.
Right. That's where she's at.
Right.
Yeah, that's where she is. She can't. There's a certain point where she would start losing money if she sold it. Yeah.
You know, and I think what's heartbreaking about it is that this girl walked in with her mother and they were actually praying, saying they were praying for me because I'm a widow.
Well, they were
and,
a scammer.
You know, the cross, and that really upsets me.
Yeah, that is.
What I see in the cards is they're going to flip the house and get double, if not way more, in a profit off that house.
That's
they're,
all that they're trying
they're
to
looking to flip it.
They're trying to lowball you as much as you can, and you're at a certain point, you're going to have to say, nope, can't do it. I've already gone as low as I can. Thank you very much. Even though you don't want to do that, but you can't because you can't sell it for a loss. You have mortgages.
I think you should not be a sucker to these two.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're scammers, okay. Seriously.
Right. And you know what? Who knows? Maybe they'll be like, oh, she didn't fall for it. And they'll just take the original.
They could very. I just see you being happy with the outcome. Whoever in the designations that relate directly to what I was asking of the cards. No, they were going to take you for a ride.
Yeah, and some people, you know, it's like.
Right.
It's like when you do.
But I'm like pulling back and saying my lawyer already said no to the, you know, to the as is, it's something major. So that's a no to, he told me to start with $1,000 and then you can work a little bit and then it's no.
Right. I agree. Yeah, so he's giving you good advice. Exactly. Cause they're just trying to do whatever they can. They probably go around to people all the time and buy houses and try to flip them and make profit. Who wouldn't want to do that? Right. Except that's pretty shitty the way they did it.
It is. It's
horrible.
You know, in a world where we're supposed to help one another, it's very difficult.
It's right on the edge of being illegal.
They're
shysters. Right on the edge.
And they're preying on your vulnerability. So, yeah, I'm going to – you wanted my advice. I feel you should let this go.
But he did say, whatever I do, I'm coming out happy.
I believe so.
That's a big part.
Yeah.
The card said
that.
Right. Exactly.
That's what I'm going to concentrate on.
Okay.
Sure.
Here comes your angel card.
Interesting. And I think it lined right up with what Deb said. The subject is take your power. Take back your power. I guess that's a pretty important word I missed out. Take back your power. Don't just take it. Archangel Raziel, use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life. So you got to remember, you're in control of this, not them.
Right.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I appreciate every moment. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you holding for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay.
Thank you.
All right. I'm behind on international shout-outs. We have Jen, who is here in the – come on, Mouse. Thank you, Mouse. In the UAE. She's still down in the UAE.
Well, boy.
Long time. Yeah, long time.
Boy, is it late for you, Jen?
And we have Mr. Mike, who actually has the same. He's got the same name profile as yesterday, so he's got that going for him. He didn't get that one banned yet. And then we got in the UK. He's from the UK. And then we have, of course, Laura from Canada, who we just talked to yesterday.
Yeah.
And she gives Deb an update because Deb likes updates on stuff. Her lawyer sent me an email. The adjuster is waiting for my spine MRI now.
Well, that's progress.
It's progress, but she's probably getting sick of hearing, waiting for this, waiting for that. But maybe it's a sign, right?
I feel it's movement, all right?
However slight.
And if you've got to move at a turtle's pace, at least you'll eventually reach the finish line.
Yeah, it's better than, I guess, feeling like you're in quicksand.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, good. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to go to 315, which is in New York. 315. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. What is your first name?
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. Have we spoken before?
Yes.
I thought so.
Oh, wow. I spoke.
I was on here.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me. Oh, I do know who you are. Exactly. Well,
yeah.
Tell me, what's on your mind, or can you catch me up, and what would you like to know?
Well, I kind of kept missing you guys. I had a surgery real summer, and it just kind of took me for a loop. So I'm finally getting back feeling normal. But I'm just kind of curious what you see for me just in general, because I've been kind of just by myself. And the last time I talked to you, I talked about my ex, and I just, since then, I just kind of like, I'm done, you know.
Done with men?
Done with him. And it, ironically, when it's probably been a couple months that I felt like I'm just done. I started throwing things away that he left here, and, you know. And it was so strange. 2 days ago, he sent me a friend request on social, I think it's Snapchat, and I didn't know who it was, but I recognized some of the wording and the numbers in it. So I was like, I think I know this person, and I accepted it. And all I did was say, hey, how are you doing? And there was a picture of him with bruises all over his face. And I'm like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, he removed the friend request. And I'm like, yep, that just confirmed to me that I don't even need to be this person's friend. Like, why even waste my time? You know, like, I'm too old for this.
Oh, yeah.
I turned 49 now a little over 2 weeks ago, and I got to live my life.
I'll tell you what.
You're still young.
Yes, embrace yourself. At least this was for me. I was comfortable with the 40s. When 50 came, it smacked me right in the face.
She's at 49.
Yeah. Well, when I turned 50, it was...
I don't even feel it. I mean, my body's feeling it right now because it's getting cold where I'm at. But,
mentally,
yeah.
40s are the new 20s, and I'm in my 60s. I think they're the new 40s.
God, it almost gives you a headache.
Yeah, I'm definitely, you're beautiful. You're absolutely beautiful.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I have
a beautiful face, beautiful skin. I mean.
I'll tell you my secret.
No, it's beautiful.
That's actually not.
I mean, I have people telling me, they're like, there's no way you're almost 50. And I'm like, yes, I am. And they're stop.
It's not a chemical.
No, it's not.
That's
Here's
what I
the
meant.
Thing. A lot of women back in the day used to spend a lot of time outside baking in the sun, not just for those tans, but working in the sun.
Well, they still do.
Yeah. They end up looking like worn-out old boots.
Yeah, you go to some of those beach resort communities, and you meet like some of these people. Oh, I'm a local. It's like, yeah, I could tell you're a local because you look like a raven. You're 15 years old. I could tell that you're on that beach every day with a tourist.
I had heat stroke when I was 12.
Yep.
So I wasn't able to spend time.
Funny.
No, and I couldn't spend time on boats for, you know, more than a few minutes. It's like my thermostat is broken. So I couldn't go fishing as a kid. It was really traumatic as a child to have to always be in, you know.
Yeah, but I'm sure that for a woman, not being able to go fishing is not too much of a heartbreaker.
I was a tomboy, the one I loved
fishing. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I did.
Anyway,
you had surgery. You know, as we get older, it gets harder to bounce back. Jimbo,
I've been having severe sinus problems for the last year because I have one defective sinus. So my doctor, and this is the second sinus surgery I had, but I ended up with a infection in my sinus,
no.
You know, like a regular sinus. Yeah, it was so, and it was scared the hell out of me. I ended up with two different ones, and I was like, I told my kids, I said, if something happens to me, you need to sue the hospital. Because my doctor was like, he was so devastated because he was just like, what is going on? What's wrong? And I actually just saw him Monday, and finally, things are like, you know, getting there. feeling weird. So
we've known a few people that have had sinus type surgeries, and there seems to be a lot of side effects associated with that.
Yeah, Daryl had trouble.
A lot of people they do, and it's like you better outweigh the how bad do I need it with the how bad am I going to suffer after it. Yeah.
Right. I had it done 4 years ago, almost exactly to the month and day, and it didn't like work. My body just healed it right back up. So he did something a little different this time, but I don't even know. Somebody obviously was not sterile when they came in there, or some. Maybe it was. It could have been the nurse that took care of me afterwards. She was really rough and was awful. She was horrible. She like shoved my nose. I'm like, oh my God.
I have to tell you something here. And if you send me a message, I'll send you information about it. I generally tell you, I've been plagued with sinus problems, post nasal drip, coughing. I mean, I thought, what are we going to do? And they keep pushing pills at me. And I found a solution, and I can't believe it worked. This is actually due to brain inflammation. Now, I'll send you the information if you'd like to read about it. I take 3 of these supplements, and it's from Sane. The company's name is Sane, S-A-N-E. But I'm going to tell you, it has worked. There's no jitters. There's no... like I'm on, you know, some kind of high or anything like that. It's totally normal, but all the symptoms go away, and I feel more normal than I have in a long time. Yeah, Jim is pestering me. We need your question, as we have others.
We have other callers. Okay. Yeah, and you asked but we kind of got lost in the quagmire.
Check them out.
So if you could just restate it in one sentence, that would help.
Well, like, what do you see happening? Like, get out of my room, please. I'm
for the relationship thing?
For relationships or
in general.
All right, we could try. We've talked enough, and she and I have communicated.
Hey, you're the card reader. I'm just sitting here watching the clock and doing stuff like that. So
see what good things are going to come your way.
Okay. Hey.
And I think it's good you shut that X off.
Oh yeah. Those are all signs,
you
and
know,
not
it
good
is.
Signs.
And what does he want? You know, that was my first thought.
I don't
Did he
know.
Get, was he dropped on his
know.
Head
he's
as a young child?
He's definitely on drugs. Definitely.
Oh, okay, that's
drugs.
What it is. Now, I was about to say, if he's not on drugs, maybe he needs to be. I don't know. Wow.
No. No, he is.
Okay, well, then that explains a lot, then, because that was some crazy stuff.
Is he the father of your children?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to even talk about it. My son's in here.
No, but we got you. But as long as that's not the case, that is a blessing in disguise there, at least.
That is a whole different burden you don't have to bear.
Yep, Nisha, that's a positive there.
Well,
that'll be another time.
All right, well, that's cool. Hey, well, there'll be other times. We're on the air all the time.
I really think, if not, well, you're in a cold region. We're from Duluth, Minnesota ourselves, and we know winter.
No.
We're out in Virginia Beach now, and it's like paradise. So, more like London, foggy, rainy, you know. But what I'm saying is I don't want to push you to say, become more social because it's a cold time of year. But the holidays could present opportunities from what I'm seeing here. Opportunities for you to actually have some expansion in your life. You're going to start feeling better. Definitely.
Yeah. It just has to happen, you know.
And
time.
I am seeing there, as much as you've sworn off men, I think that...
I don't think she's sworn off, man. She just kind of pissed at him right now.
I think I think that it seems to me that God is a comedian because these cards are saying, allow and clear to me, oh, she might think she's done, but she's not.
Is she?
And you are getting what they call out here a dolphin.
Is she a switch hitter?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But somebody is walking into your life, and it will happen when the time is right. I know that sounds so cliched, but I think if it doesn't happen during the holidays, it's coming in the spring. And, oh, my gosh, it's like you, I say this often, but it's like you sent an order into Amazon Prime, and you're getting exactly what you need in the way of a mate. And there's a really strong soulmate connection here for you. And he's coming through under the as a king of diamonds. Now, those who are characterized as diamonds tend to be people that are excellent business. You know, they're really good with business. They're excellent handling money. They can be accountants. They can be, oh, boy, all different. Think of the Leo of the zodiac. They light up a room when they walk in. They've got charisma.
Charisma.
These are people that can take an idea and know how to put the rubber to the road and make money with it.
Hmm.
So he is, I feel, if you choose him, he is going to make you happier than you've been in a very long time. And
but it is your choice.
I feel you've entered a time in your life, and I know Jim is anxious for me to move along. But I think you've entered a time in your life where you are reeling, like one of the angel cards you've got that says, get rid of the clutter. I think you're actually doing it too.
Yeah, that
the mental and emotional clutter.
And literal clutter.
And clutter.
And, yeah, that kind of clutter, the human clutter too.
Boy,
yep.
It's so hard, though. I try too. But it's so hard when people give you things and, you know,
I've realized recently that being organized, alphabetized, and I realized after my father passed away, it was like I started kind of keeping stuff, and then my mom passed away, and I got worse, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, what the hell have I done?
Yeah, well, that everybody does that.
Kind of like a junior hoarder.
Well, everybody does that because, like, oh my God, I can't throw anything away from this person. It makes you feel bad.
I know.
Right.
You're going to start moving toward a different social circle too, and it's going to be one that's like not acquainted with your past. So you'll have friends that, you know, those who don't have a need to know don't need to know.
That
things. Yeah. So
don't exactly. You decide who needs to know what needs to be known.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's your call.
Yes, I've always been like that.
Good. Then you should not change.
I really think you're doing wonderful strides. Don't be too hard on yourself.
No.
And you watch. You're going to start a whole new chapter in your life. And there's travel. I just want to get it all in before we go.
I'm just getting ready.
And great financial security and just abundance is coming for you. I'm excited. I feel excited looking at your card.
Your angel card reading, real quick. Subject is sensitivity.
Okay.
Archangel Hanael, you are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. You had some crap you just dealt with, so just...
Yeah, call us more often.
Basically,
if
give yourself a break. Is what it
I will. I'm missing you.
Shucks.
Well,
thank you. And I'll ask you about the sinus thing, too.
Yes, please do. And you can take it to your doctor and have your doctor look at it if you'd like. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. And take care. And, yeah, don't be a stranger.
She's listening. I thought you were done.
I muted her,
but she can hear you.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah. All right, real quick.
We'll do these last three I think you've got.
We'll open the floor real quick. Like window for messenger folks. We can only wait like 60 seconds. If you can't hit this right now, we got to move on because we have people in the show rapping hard. Rapping hard.
That noise.
Mr. Dishwasher. The Okay, it's got a nice beat to it, though.
I think I could dance to
you
it.
You could do CPR to it. Boom, boom, boom. All right, anyway, all right. That window has now closed, folks. No messenger. We're going to move on to our next color.
All right.
And let's see. I have 618. We've been in Illinois a lot. 618,
wow.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, welcome.
Hello, how are you doing, Deb? Jim?
Pretty good.
We're groovy, baby.
Yeah, and thank you for waiting so patiently.
You did wait.
Not a problem.
You appreciate
I have a different
it.
Kind of question. I have Derek sitting here. He can hear you, too. My question is he's going through a hard time right now, like with his divorce. But he has an attorney on his case, but I'm not for sure if really has his best interest or not, or if we should hire this new attorney.
No,
there's a lot of missing assets that we can't find.
This is a question I can answer.
Yeah, that's a good one. We've had this before.
It's not really legal in nature.
Oh, it isn't. We don't have to give a legal disclaimer because she's not talking about specifics of law or things like that. She's actually talking to me. Is this the right guy or gal? Is this the right firm?
And like, are we going to find these hidden assets that we can't find?
And stuff like that. Is this information needed going to be found?
You know, I just got to say this.
Okay.
I intuitively get the feeling that your upcoming ex-wife, Derek, is like Wile E. Coyote. You know, very clever and sneaky.
Okay.
Yeah, she is.
And that's what I feel, yeah.
Because there's a lot of money and we can't find where it's at.
Well,
last week you said that she signed his name off of his own bank account.
Well, if that's a fact, she can get in trouble.
If it is, yeah, if you can prove it, nail it down.
Yeah, that would be forgery and who knows
every state.
And I believe they impersonated other people, like major famous people, and it wasn't really them. Fake emails to Derek that weren't the people that they were claiming to be from.
She's a slippery one.
Slippery.
I'm going to tell you what I said to my late husband when I met him. He was going through this super ugly divorce. And he was on the losing end this man spent 22 years with her and worked hard for the things that he paid for. A house and
money.
You have stuff and you have accounts with money in it. And his card said the same thing that I'm going to tell you. And remember, you are the master of your own destiny. You can choose or refuse whichever path, that gets suggested to you. You've got to remember that you can't put a price on happiness. This could drag out endlessly. I see that you're going to end up having to bite the bullet, take the loss, take the hit, and move on into a happy life. This was super heartburn for my late husband. Oh, you remember Jim. Ooh, he's just like was enraged. But the thing is, he was happy with me. And I said, please don't put us through this. Just let it go. And that is my advice from what I see here. You can go for another lawyer, but I have a feeling this chick is such a, a crook or something.
So you don't think that either legal firm is going to have any better than the other one?
What I see here is just growing debt and more loss.
Because legal firms cost money.
Oh, God, yes.
And I didn't say that jokingly because I said that it makes me feel sad because they cost bucks and it just sucks. But anyway,
remember, if you have children with her, well, your state is going to take care of that for you,
Yeah, however it works for you to live.
Yeah, it'll be open and shut, basically.
Yeah, a lot of places have family court, but a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
it can be crazy with lawyers.
Did she ever buy those cars that she said she bought for him?
What were they?
Cars?
They were Mustangs that Derek had bought and that he never got to see because they got stored here and stored there. Do those exist?
Well, did she sign the sign? I mean, did she? Oh.
This is like a total, I don't know if we even have time to dig into this.
We're going to have to save it for another show.
I think that would be a great question for the next call because that's a whole different ball game there. I know it's about the same subject,
Is his property?
Remember, she is a pathological liar. She wouldn't even tell you the truth about what day it is. So if your freedom and your happiness means, you know, at all to you, think about it real hard. Real hard.
But if she's...
Yeah, because you can't take that stuff with you when you go anyway.
And the world is full
of...
Right, you can't.
Yeah. And also... It depends.
The world is full of Mustangs.
Well, and it's not so much that. It depends on what she is trying to pursue.
I get it, though. It's the principle that he was with her for a long time, and he gave her everything and never hurt her, and she could do this is what I think is what it's about.
She'll pay for it. In the end, karma is a bitch, you know. It's going to bite her big time in the butt.
You know, and it is a little bit different than it used to be, like 40, 50 years ago, but it's still... Guys are still always getting screwed more than the women.
And it's wrong.
They agree. They still are getting the shaft. It sucks. And it makes you, you know what? It makes you not, I don't know. I'll be honest. Sometimes I don't know why people get married. Because the risks seem to outweigh the rewards, you know? I'm sorry?
I said, well, thank you, Jim. That just taught me the foot.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you know.
If I tell you what the cards have predicted, it's going to evolve into a renewable contract, like 5 years. And then you can sit down and renegotiate your marriage.
Because we're all going to it with good faith. We don't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there will be addendums in there pertaining to if party of the first part cheats or the party of the second.
Yeah, when everybody...
A payment due or a punishment.
When we all go to the altar and or wherever, justice of the peace, and you take the vows, you sincerely believe in them. You sincerely believe this is your lifetime person, but, you know, it's you get disillusioned now when you start talking to people.
Yeah, you do.
But keep calling back, and you can keep on asking, especially about the other aspect you're asking about the cars.
We need to find it, fill our business, where it went, and stuff like that. Like, it all just disappeared.
Yeah. That sounds like you've got somebody that would actually have been a very good cat burglar.
Maybe the DMV will research the records for you or, you know, get a private investigator.
Yeah, that's the thing. Then you start all this money.
What about a forensic accountant?
About who? Oh, yeah, very much so. Yeah, because there's got to be paperwork that exists on those cars. I don't believe they ever really have.
Yeah, it sounds like ghost cars.
Okay, here's your angel card.
Yeah, and I feel bad because you guys are living a nightmare, you know.
Yeah.
I feel bad, and we didn't give you any solace right now, but keep calling back. We do a lot of shows, and you can keep on looking into
this. You guys give me plenty of solace every day.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you.
Real quick, your angel card reading subject is patience. Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize. Still, they need nurturing and patience. And especially now, right now, you're probably not even thinking about dreams. You're thinking about a nightmare, but patience is where you're at right now.
You know, I'm a third generation empath, and so I feel his pain.
Well, I would feel just, you know, being a relative and not even being an empath.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling it being a guy who's got the shit. That's where I feel it. Because, guy gets screwed.
Not right.
All right, well, thank you guys for holding forever.
Love you guys. Love you guys both. Talk to you tomorrow.
Love you, too. Talk to you soon.
Do you want to do one real quick? We can.
And this will be the end.
This has to be the end.
All right.
We must, because we can't go on forever. I got to get up early and go to work. We're going to area code 520, which is in Arizona. 520. Welcome to the show.
Hi. It's Lisa calling you from Arizona. Thank you. I'm lucky. Yay.
Hey, you're last, but you are not least.
Yeah, that's right. How are you doing?
pretty good. I'm trying to settle in. And I just wanted to ask you about the last time. I think I talked to you about picking up some toxic energy, a little bit of gossip. Is Donna heading that gossip? Is she the one that keeps it going? That's your name.
Is it about you?
Yes. And he, I ran into a gentleman at Farmer's Market, and he gave me the evil eye. And so I'm wondering if Donna is the name of this person. And I'm wondering if she's the one that is stirring the pot with negativity toward me.
Okay. Now I'm the guy that has a memory that lasts 24 hours. So who is Donna to you?
I haven't mentioned Donna before. We live in the same town now. She's
okay.
Always lived there. She wanted to be. No, wait a minute. I did mention her. She wanted to be. She wanted to be the girlfriend to my significant other. But it never worked out for the two of them.
Yep.
And I was the significant other.
Yep, I remember that now. That makes
for many years. So is she the one that is stirring the pot on this negative gossip about me?
Feeding all the BS out there in the social media world.
How is it reaching you? How is it traveling back to you?
Well, I encounter people and they're it's a small town, and it's a lot of negativity that I'm faced with.
Well, let's see what we got here. Putting them off. By the way, I always forget to tell at the start of the show.
At the start.
That we're using a full layout. That's why it takes. It's 24 cards.
Yeah, and you don't always forget, but you forget, I forget,
yeah.
We all forget. Everybody forgets.
Yes, and I'll tell you, she is telling the tale that you took him away from her.
And probably making some other stuff up.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it. I absolutely wouldn't doubt it. And I hear her. Her words are that you made her life a living hell. Blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah. She's a drama queen. She's a liar.
Women are really good at spinning those little tails.
Yeah, boy, aren't
tails.
We?
I mean, you guys have
so
a lot of good gifts, and that's one of
so
them, unfortunately.
So she's saying things about how I was bad in the relationship to him?
Yeah. I mean, it's the full Monty here. And I hope that you can find a way to turn your back on her and leave her to her pettiness. And eventually, what?
Okay, well, I cut you off. That's what I wanted to hear, what you were about to say.
Now, that eventually you're going to find this very ridiculous and humorous. And right now, of course, it hurts, and it's mean-spirited. You know, it's maligning your reputation.
She sounds like just a bad person that eventually is going to find somebody else.
Well, because people that were my friends are turning their backs on me, especially that guy at the farmer's market.
Yeah, they gave her the evil eye, he said. Yeah.
You know what? That sounds like such small minds, if you think about it, that they'll just take.
Some people believe every little thing they hear from other people they know.
I want to tell you, you're going to make a whole new group of friends where you are living. And it's going to be, where you'll be like, Donna who?
So this is a door opener.
I don't know a Donna.
This is not a door closer. It's a door opener.
It is.
Oh, great.
And the more you walk with your head up high and act like this is water off a duck's back.
Well, you know in your heart and your soul that you got nothing to be ashamed of. You did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And if somebody's throwing spewing poop out there, well, you just move on and that.
It hurts a little because I don't understand why people wouldn't come and talk to me about it. And that way they
You know what?
You're right, Deborah. You know, it's just rolling off my back now as we speak. You know, I was surprised to encounter it. I didn't expect to encounter it at all.
And if they were truly good friends, they wouldn't just believe what they hear.
Exactly. She's a Judas.
But she's a bad person, but she's also kind of revealing then maybe these people weren't that good of friends after all, because they would have said, I don't know, I got to talk to her.
Because, you know, everything happens for a reason.
Right.
So I think you're seeing the reality of who these people really are.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's going to be a positive thing eventually, right?
Oh, yeah, for you, yes. You are a lady full of grace. I mean, I see that in your cards. You're intelligent. You're very resilient. You have grace.
And she's sensitive, and it hurts.
Sure. Absolutely it hurts. But you'll get through it. There's no doubt in my mind.
Especially when you find out those friends aren't really that good of friends,
yeah.
Right?
They're not your friends.
If they were that good
of
friends, they would not turn their back on you.
They were not bosom buddies. They're close. You know, we just say hi, bye, that kind of thing. But it's like they're taking a pub kind of thing.
I
got you. Okay. I'll blow it.
Friends, yeah.
The universe will bring you really good, nice people.
Sure.
To be around. You deserve that. And that woman's going to get what she deserves.
Karma. What do they say? Karma is what?
A bitch.
It's a bitch. And on that note, I hate to use the word bitch and then pull up the angel card sound, but this is where we're transitioning. Your subject is angel therapy.
Aww.
And it's Archangel Raphael. Give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take your burden.
Oh, that's great.
I think you're actually kind of doing that. You already sound like you're doing that.
Well, your eyes are being opened, and it's not easy.
Yeah, it's being it's a bad thing that's happening, but it's leading you, like Deb said, eventually to a good path.
Yeah, and greener pastures where good friends come from.
Yep, yep.
So
that'll open up a door that might not have opened up before.
I love that you and the others bring us your difficulties like this. I mean, there's nothing petty or too insignificant.
No, if it's important to you, it's important.
Sure, and that's what we're here for.
Yeah, so we're not here to judge the importance of what you bring. If it's important enough for you to bring it on air live, it has to be important to you.
Exactly. So thank you all. And thank you, Lisa, for that.
Yeah, and thank you for holding. Everybody held for a long time, and we apologize to those that we didn't get to, but all we can say is, please try to call earlier. You know, actually, a lot of people don't know. You can actually start calling the show long before it goes
20
live.
20 minutes or 30 minutes.
Please feed them 30 minutes. I don't know if there is even a time limit, because that's our own number.
Yeah.
As long as we have a show scheduled, in theory, you could call the second after we create the show. It could be like 3-4 hours away. That would be psychotic, but you could do that.
Well, honey, take care. I think you're going to feel like a load has lifted.
She has to part us.
And this goes to all of you for trusting us. I'm very grateful. I feel honored.
Yes, and we're sorry, new caller that just called up. We extended the show, but we have to.
We're leaving
now.
But we're going to likely be here tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Friday for sure. Tomorrow, it's a coin toss, but you know.
We'll see.
We
7
shall see.
p.m. Eastern. And 4 p.m.
Oh, they left. They heard us.
So take care, everybody. Ready? It is now time. Bring on Madonna. Madonna.
This show is over. Say goodbye. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Hi, everybody.
Say goodbye.
Yeah.